Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you ever think as a kid in school learning about the Holocaust, rise of the Nazi Party, the things they believe, you thought, surely this will never happen again, right? I mean, the world has learned. Like, how, and ever wonder, how did this happen? I mean, like, how did nobody stop this? It was so plainly, obviously evil. And just shaking your head, how is this possible? Folks, it's going on right now in this country at a level that is shocking. Now, what do we hear all the time? Trump's an anti-Semite based on what? His daughter's Jewish. So is his son-in-law, both of whom he's given very large roles in his presidency. Well, because some Jewish groups say he's an anti-Semite. Oh, what did he do that was anti-Semitic? Moving the embassy to Jerusalem? Was that? No. Bush promised to do that and Obama did, but they never followed through on it. Trump did. Well, he just is. He just is anti-Semitic. He just is. Oh, okay. Well, y'all are so concerned about anti-Semitism, right? Like, if there was a big government-funded conference, and I don't know, a major university, y'all would, you know, that advocated anti-Semitism from the stage, y'all would call that out, right? And y'all would say something about that. Mm-mm, no. Wait till you hear what just happened at UNC. This is jaw-dropping. There's no other way to describe this other than that we are literally watching the rise of the anti-Semitic left in this country. And I think this is going on in part because this is such a hip thing in Europe right now. The Labour Party, which stands poised potentially to take control of parliament should elections be called, we'll see. But their, you know, leading force there is led by an open anti-Semite. He's a Jew hater. Very open about it. Big liberal. Never been held accountable for it. I mean, everybody knows in the country, not a secret. I mean, it's like, he's like Ilhan Omar on steroids. And so I think the leftists here are looking at this and saying, oh, we can be openly anti-Semitic like we were when we were Nazis. You know, Nazi stands for National Socialist German Workers Party. Let me read that again. National Socialist German Workers Party. Ami Horowitz, he is a Jewish man who documents the beginning of this on campus. Now, back during the Weimar Republic in Germany, which is right before the Nazis took over, the place where this anti-Semitism, this horrific hatred of Jews began was university campuses. And one of the first things that happened was that Jewish people, merely for being Jewish, not because of their views or anything, were driven from their positions in universities because of anti-Semitism. And then that snowballed into the horror that became Nazi Germany. You tell me this is not exactly what we just saw on UNC's campus. They had a huge conference sponsored with $250,000 from a couple of different sources of federal government money. It was sponsored by Duke and by UNC. It was sponsored by the UNC Department of Anthropology, the College of Arts and Sciences, the UNC Department of Geography, History, Music, Political Science, Science, Religious Studies, Sociology, Department of Women and Gender Studies, the School of Pharmacy, Education, Government, Law, Medicine, and Social Work. So the guy, so hundreds of people go to this. It's students and professors. And they have this horrifically anti-Semitic speaker who leads them in an anti-Semitic, Jew-hating song from the stage. At one point, complimenting them as they sing along, he says, "You look beautifully anti-Semitic," and laughs. It was accompanied by loud music and strobe lights. Well, the school barred Ami Horowitz. He is a conservative Jewish activist from going into the conference, but he snuck video equipment in and videoed it. They caught him halfway through and kicked him off campus. Hundreds, folks. Hundreds. I wrote the lyrics down. Now, I've posted this on my Facebook page so you can see the video yourself. The quality of the video is so bad that I could not get it to translate very well on the air, so you couldn't hear it. So I wrote the lyrics down. You ready for this? About Jews. It starts with the speaker saying from the stage, "They're influencing our politics. You know, their money rules the world. Anti-Semitism, yeah, okay. This is my anti-Semitic saying. This is my anti-Semitic song, he said. And he starts singing. I know it sounds R&B stuff, but don't think of Rihanna when you sing it. Think of Mel Gibson, who, you know, had that famous anti-Semitic really bad incident against Jews. Then he goes, go that anti-Semitic. Go, you know, go that anti-Semitic. Think of Mel Gibson. Let's try it together. Because I need your help. And he leads them in a song. He says, I can't be anti-Semitic alone. He's singing from the stage. And then as they get whooped up and they're singing, he says, you look beautifully anti-Semitic. Hundreds, folks, professors and students, where is the condemnation of this? Where is the news of this? I am sick watching this. This is sickening. This is disgusting. Oh, and they're casual, too. He goes up to a professor, right? Outside of this thing, is, you know, attending it. And this is what resulted from that interview.
And I'm here on the campus of the University of North Carolina, where UNC and Duke are holding a joint conference on the conflict in Gaza. So I came here to get a sense of the perspectives of the people attending the conference. This was a major conference with hundreds of students, professors, and administrators who spent a weekend bashing Israel and whitewashing the terrorist organization Hamas. If it only stopped there. This is a professor who I asked about her views on the spate of attacks in New York by black teens on Jews and synagogues.
Blacks have a lot of also reason to be angry at Jews now.
The conference wouldn't allow me to film inside.
Yeah. He snuck his equipment in. And that video I just read you, I wrote the lyrics down off the video. You're looking beautifully anti-Semitic. Let's sing an anti-Semitic song. This is my anti-Semitic song. Think of Mel Gibson. Go that anti-Semitic. Let's try it together because I need your help. And they're laughing and cheering. They're waving their arms around. They got flashing strobe lights. Man, they are into it. Paid for with your tax dollars. This is the real left, folks. And if this is what they want to do with Jews, if this is how they feel about Jews, who's next? This is them. This is a mirror image of the rise of the Nazi Party in Weimar Germany, folks. This is the same thing. And it's what's terrifying is it's going on all over Europe, too, on the left. This is why Ilhan Omar has suffered no repercussions, because this is going mainstream with them. And that ought to scare you. Now, think about how insane it is that I had to find out about this on Ami Horowitz's website. He's the conservative Jewish activist who got the video of this, that I had to read about it in American Thinker. Not one word in the mainstream media. The same mainstream media that tells us day in and day out that it's Trump's anti-Semitism, Trump's racism, Trump's nationalism that we should fear. That the MAGA hat is the symbol of anti-Semitism and hatred in America. No, it's this. And nobody, not one condemnation from a single administrator or professor or, so far as I know, student of UNC or Duke. Sponsored by almost every major academic department. Cheering on an anti-Semitic song as they sang along, folks. I didn't think it was possible again, and I didn't think it would be possible during my lifetime, and we're watching it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.